case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Birth of my daughter, that story is a little boring, you know. Obviously, it's the best day of my life, but it was a little bit kind of stereotypically that way. I came into the room. Eden was in sunshine, so I had to rush into Melbourne, and I got there about 20 minutes before Esther arrived.
I like how you think, because she came preemie, and it'd been a whole whirlwind, and you're like, it was boring.
The actual birth. the actual birth was kind of textbook. I hesitate to say the word easy, but it was...
She was a very little baby to
little
get
Little baby,
out.
You know, it happened very quickly and very smoothly.
Which, but for a lot of people, their first birth is like
is tough.
30 hours
tough.
And 5 hours of pushing and
Yeah. Well, Esther's at the age, like, kind of at the size now, or she's a little bigger than what she would have been when, like, if she went full term.
That's
and,
so crazy.
And Esther's like, so Eden's like, I could not have pushed that out. I'm like, yeah, fair enough. Anyway, I feel like a lot of men, you know, they take their moment they take the time to make that moment a special one. They want to make it memorable. And one father has done just this. A couple have announced the birth of their second baby on social media with a very unique photo. Brody Price and his wife welcomed daughter Hadley in at Kalgoorlie. And he's posted a photo of his wife. I'm not sure if this is staged or whether she's actually... mid-labour, in pain. She's pushing, you know, legs up, and she's pushing. And Brody, the husband, is in all cricket gear with mitts and a hat, ready to catch the baby.
So he put on his wicket-keeper outfit.
Full wicket-keeper outfit. Full wicket-keeper outfit.
That's a bit different.
Super different. There's another photo as well of him actually holding the newborn. So I'm assuming, I reckon he was there for the birth in his full outfit.
Well, you hear all these stories of people like wearing suits to go meet babies for the first time because they're like, first impressions count. And obviously he just thought this was the perfect moment to get out his cricket gear.
He looks like he's having the time of his life.
I'm just wondering how, like, obviously midwives and nurses and doctors see everything.
Yeah.
Like every story under the sun they have got. But I think this would put like throw them off a little bit. They probably weren't ready to walk in to see a guy in a wicketkeeper outfit ready to catch the baby.
All right, where's the baby? I'm like, Sarah, get out. It is a very, very interesting photo. He looks over the moon. He's holding the fresh baby in his batting gloves. It's just fantastic.
So here's the question, though. You said that you were a bit annoyed that the birth of yours, like you didn't do anything to stage it.
I couldn't have.
So either going back or if you have another one in time, what would you do? What outfit would you put on? Would you set a stage? Like what would happen?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I don't know. This is the thing. I'd want to make it memorable for me. The baby's not going to remember. But I don't know. Maybe I've seen photos of like dads who are like just eating pizza while their wife's giving birth, and there's like photos from their
maybe
point
don't
of view.
Do that one.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it and get back to you. But I'm definitely going to make the next birth, for me anyway, a little more memorable.
Well, I know for mine, I just want to recreate the Lion King scene. So,
Yeah, fair enough.